Where I live in London, you can get to Paris in about an hour and 20 minutes by the train that goes under the sea. And I like to go to Paris sometimes. It's a very beautiful city. I don't know if you've ever been, but any of those of you who have been, it's a lovely place to go. Anyway, I was there one day, and the thought occurred to me to write a sort of a song with a French theme. And but I don't really speak French. Well, a little bit, but not really enough to impress anybody. And something typical that French people always say, and they always say, ah, c'est la vie, you know, that's life. So I thought, well, there's an idea. So I wrote this song called C'est la vie, and some while later, a singer in France called Johnny Hallyday, he's the sort of French Elvis Presley, and he went on to record the song as well, and he had a number one hit with it in France, which I was very proud of, because, you know, an English guy writing a French number one, it's not common, you know, it doesn't happen every day. So anyway, well, I'd like to play it for you now. Here it is, C'est la vie. C'est la vie. Have your leaves all turned to brown? Will you scatter them around you? C'est la vie. Do you love? And then how am I to know if you don't let your love show for me? C'est la vie. Oh, c'est la vie. Oh, c'est la vie. Who knows? Who cares for me? C'est la vie. Lover's fire, do the ashes of desire for you remain? Like the sea, there's a love too deep to show. Took a storm before my love flowed for you. C'est la vie. Oh, c'est la vie. Oh, c'est la vie. Who knows? Who cares for me? C'est la vie. Like a song out of tune and out of time, all I needed was a rhyme for you. C'est la vie. Do you give? Do you live from day to day? Is there no song I can play for you? Say to me. Thank you very much, c'est la vie. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.